Beginning the current daf, Masechta is getting daf your test. Beginning the base, beginning the test, master, beginning the Gemara. The question on Shmuel says the Gemara, the Talmud sounds like the reason is because the Kiksav, because it was writing, or like Kiksav Loi, but if there was no writing, not. And that's difficult according to Shmuel. Should have said a big Chiddush, that even when there's no writing. Say, what type of questions on Shmuel? This that you need to have writing is Meshum Dachaz Vam Shtar Pasim. It's because he says that it's a Shtar Pasim. Truth is, here also, by a blank piece of paper, Mchaz Vam Anir Chalaku, it would say it was blank, he would be believed. As long as he says that it's a get, he's divorced. Well, the question made Lishmuel. It's not difficult according to Shmuel. What's the question on Shmuel? Yeah. According to Shmuel, if he gives her a blank paper and he says, this you get, she's going to be divorced. Here it's where he says, it's a shtar pasim. So, how is this difficult? What you can say is, given the second that the Gemara Shabbat, the Gemara Shmuel, since the Gemara seems right now, at this point in the Gemara, Shmuel's halacha was she definitively divorced, not like the Maskana, that's a suffix. So, that's not considered a flaw, that's a blank piece of paper. Even if we'd say it's a blank piece of paper, it's not the man. We should say love kolam in the leisra. It's not. He has no rights to make it forbidden. So why are you saying specific writing? That was the difficult on Shmuel. That's just as if we're going to say how did the Gemara entertain this to say Shmuel's halacha definitively divorced? You see, it's a blank piece of paper. How could like the Gemara in the Maskana comes up? So what was the Gemara entertaining? Sometimes what you can say is kibin damayr is a gitach b'davam muad. Since he's saying this is your get, so truth is, b'davar mu'ud, even just a small thing, memnil labal, we believe the husband, ki echad damin, just like the Gemara tells us, b'basik edav kaflam adalad, b'al shom egerash ti ishti. The husband says, I divorced my wife. Neman, he's believed, he'll be a legash, since it's within his ability to divorce her. Therefore, he also, with very little, we believe him. B'inami, another part you could say, is the ayri da karyu b'tre mekara. We're actually talking about two witnesses that I read it from before. It's just that then he put it into his sleeves and then he took it out. That we're saying, we're not concerned that maybe he switched it. And this is that Shmuel saying, but it's a blank piece of paper. I thought they read it. So, it's not at the time of giving that they saw that's a blank piece of paper because then that would be the case. Then even if it was definitively written with Maymilan, and again, it wouldn't be a get, given B'shas Nesina, since at the time it was giving, the letters already got absorbed, because I'm somehow the Gemara says shortly, that B'kipot Mehava, who cares when it spits it out, how should the pot spitting it out now? Ella rather, Shol Achas Acha Nesina, talking about a little bit after the giving, Kishir Shol Isis, that it's the amount of time that the letters could get absorbed, then Rosha Hayuner Cholik. Then they saw that, okay, then it was like a blank piece of paper. But also what you could say is the B'shas Nasin Ram Merachik, at the time of the giving, they did see it, but from a distance. The Doim Lem Nyachalik, it looked to them like it was blank. But B'shem HaYim Ayin, maybe if they would have looked closely, they would have recognized letters, and therefore, that's what we entertain to say, that yes, it was a clear-cut divorce. It was a clear-cut get. Next is Master B'Gun Zikmach, Mayi Denara, you treat it with this Mayi Denara, what is this? Pesher Ben Chananel, not like Rashi, it's Mei Klipas Rimon, it's the waters of the peel of a pomegranate, and that's the Aruch says. So the Ketanah next to this Masechta, the Gemara concludes, "V'Shmuel namechachin kama." Shmuel did not say definitively. It says that we're concerned. So hashtu leitzicha look with the kine. Now you don't have to say in the Masechta, the Gemara said, "Nahavmin that we check it out. We do this the test. The chile but kine namechachin. Even if we don't do the test, we would still be concerned." Miuvade, but it says most definitely e but kine. But they pull it. If we check and nothing comes out, obviously then lav kluma. Obviously it's just a blank piece of paper and it's nothing. Next test must begin the Gemara. Tzricha lemekarya that the get when you're giving it, it has to be read, which Tzricha explains. Kodem nesina, as we're talking about before it's given, and because min b'sham b'samach, and the fact the Gemara answers shortly, late tzricha. No, it's necessary to say the labasa the karya that after he read it, then aile b'chulu, then put into sleep. And so you see that before he gives it. Now, if he didn't read it, if it wasn't read, near the lab a get. It says it's not even a get. In fact, the Gemara doesn't answer. Oh, we're talking about what I mean, that it wasn't read. Mash would something then, no. The Ilokaria and Mugesh, if it wasn't read, it wouldn't be divorced. Obviously, that it's has to be read. Then, so if you're going to say that none, Because this is what the Gemara was asking later. He says, no, it's read, you put it into sleep. What do you mean, just it wasn't read? Obviously, it has to be read. Every time you're going to say that, not like Ambazar, the Gemara tells later on, the payment of cost of Getla Ish. What happens if the Sefer made a mistake? The get was written for the man, Beshevel Isha, meaning each woman was writing what they wanted, but Vatah, he made a mistake, Benos Bechulu, and he gave the shaver to the woman who gave it to the man who gave it back to her, and the other way, ultimately the get was given to the man and the shaver was given to the woman. Well, Achazman, at a later point in time, they realized the get yizim tachz de ish, that it's the man that's holding the get, and the shem yad isha, and the woman's holding onto the receipt, which is mistaken. She never got the get then. So halacha is teitzim mizeh mizeh. So then, she has to leave from our old husband and our current husband. What should she have done? Why are you penalizing her? What did she do wrong? She should have read the get beforehand. Now, says Tosis, what do you mean? Now, if it wasn't read, even if it wasn't swapped, she shouldn't be divorced because it says not a get if you don't read it. Forget about the fact that a mistake was made. What you could say is, in the heat, although it's forbidden for her to get married without reading it. If she got married, she doesn't have to leave. But only over here she has to leave because we're penalizing because she didn't read. Or you know, I mean, another point you could say is, there it's talking about, yeah, it was read. But he put it into sleep. Let me penalize her. The boy, she should have read it right away. Or after it was given. Because as we see that it was something destructive came out of this, so that's why she gets penalized, because she should have read it again. However, but she's not forbidden to get married, if she didn't read a second time. Like the Gemara says over here, that love that you can't make her forbidden, although she didn't read it after that. The re used to read it before and after it was given. But it's obvious, if it wasn't read before it was given, that you read it after it was given, that the Vapasha, the Makarash, of course, is the one, because you see it, right? You read it right after it was given. You see that it was a get, and obviously a get was given, and therefore it's going to be valid.